Lesson number 10, quality of life, success, and the subconscious. Class summary, pulling everything together. In lesson number 1, the quality of life, success, and the subconscious and introduction, we talked about the objective of this course, and we explained the content of each individual class, what the focus would be, what the subject matter would be, and what to expect. In lesson number 2, we talked about the law of consciousness, how that law, when properly executed, can enable us to accomplish many of the things we desire in this life. We quoted from the author T.F. Hodge, "From Within I Rise, A Spiritual Triumph Over Death and Conscious Encounters with the Divine Presence," wrote these words, "Deep within, there is something profoundly known, not consciously, but subconsciously, a quiet truth that is not a version of something, but an original knowing. What this absolute truth identity is may be none of our business, but it's there, guiding us along the path of greater becoming, a true awareness. It is so self-sustaining that our recognition of it is not required. We are offsprings of such a powerfully divine force, creator of all things known and unknown." In lesson number 3, Law of Consciousness Part 2, The Power of Imagination, we delved into the role of the imagination in the subconscious and the conscious mind. Dr. Wayne Dyer wrote, "Your imagination originates in your conscious mind. There it creates the blueprint, design, or pattern for the subconscious to receive, nurture, and bring forth into physical reality, the objective of that mind." So in that class, we focused on the role of the subconscious being fed by the conscious mind. Lesson number 4, the Law of Consciousness Part 3, we focused on the coherence between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. Coherence is the logical order and consistent working of the conscious and subconscious, each part operating in its proper place, bringing about a life of peace, prosperity, and harmony. We introduce the principle of living in the end, or living the end from the beginning. Lesson number 5, The Power of Our Words, Part 1. We cover the use of language coupled with passion, faith, and expectation enables us to take control of our environment. Joyce Meyer spoke these words, "Words are containers for power. You choose what kind of power they carry. We determine our destiny with the language that we implement and feed to our subconscious." Lesson number 6, The Power of Our Words, Part 2. We introduce the principle of lifted questions, a very powerful principle that is able to circumvent the critical factors of the analytical mind by using positive questions as opposed to positive affirmations. The subconscious can embrace, the subconscious will not object because they are not stating a fact but asking a question. And the subconscious, by its nature, seeks to solve problems or answer our questions. Lesson number 7, we focused on envisioning, seeing your objective from the beginning, Part 1. Without a vision, people perish and cast off restraint, discipline, and focus. Jack Canfield, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, wrote, "Envision the future you desire. Create the life of your dreams. See it, feel it, believe it." We talked about the roles of the past, the present, and the future. And the past, present reality being a hindrance, and the present future reality being of a tremendous benefit. Powerful class. Lesson number 8 was on envisioning, seeing your objective from the beginning, Part 2. We opened with a quote from author William Arthur Ward, who wrote, "If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it. We shared an exercise which awakens the creative ability of the subconscious mind and an actual story of a couple's journey to manifestation. In lesson number 9, we covered the value of heart-mind coherence, which is essential to success when accessing the subconscious mind's abilities. Dr. Joe Dispenza, a tremendous teacher in this subject, says, when the heart's coherent rhythm reaches and connects with the brain, we have the capacity to align the heart and the mind. When this happens, we experience an interconnectedness of all things, a oneness that unifies and overcomes internal separation. And in this class, we spent time sharing how to overcome the conflict between the conscious and the imagination of the mind and the more logical, analytical portion of the mind by using evidence and presenting a case, so to speak, to the conscious mind, so much so that it yields and says, hey, this must be true. I have to accept this because of the preponderance of the abundance of the evidence. And of course, class number 10 is we're doing a summary of the previous class sessions, which we hopefully will enable you to more easily refer to specific topics with greater ease. Thank you for listening to this course, Quality of Life, Success, and the Subconscious on Listenable. We hope that you enjoyed it and that it will prove to be a benefit to you as you continue your life's journey. I'm James H. Carpenter Barnes on Listenable.